Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Survey. I would just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind, share your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you, ma'am, and I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, thank you. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote? For President Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
65.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. And thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes.
Approve strongly or somewhat?
What were the choices again?
Do you approve or disapprove the way that Joe Biden is
approve.
Handling his strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Democrats and the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Yes.
Approve strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want the president and Congress to be focused on, and for each, can you please tell me, on the scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue is that for you? Use any number between 0 to 10, okay? If it's important
okay.
or not important. The first issue is criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops. From 0 to 10.
Six.
And protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Yeah.
And protecting our personal data online from being, from big corporation?
Can.
And working, to end the war in Gaza. How important of an issue is that for you?
Can.
And making college more affordable from 0 to 10?
5.
And banning, TikTok?
2.
Okay. And how about protecting Social Security and Medicare from 0 to 10?
8.
And creating more affordable housing? What number?
8.
And reducing crime and violence in the country?
7.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, do you believe that President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And you answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote on the upcoming elections?
Still motivated.
You're still motivated? Okay. Thank you. And then I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel, okay? And if I have no opinion, or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
0.
In Meta or / Facebook?
30.
In Joe Biden?
85.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
20.
And TikTok?
20.
And Mike Johnson?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. You never heard of it? Okay. And
no.
How about Republicans in Congress in general?
40.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress?
60.
And Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. And how about Eldon Moss? From 0
to
100.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And I know it's still a long way off, but what if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein? For whom would you vote?
Biden.
Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? If you can just mention one thing.
A decent person.
Okay, that he's a decent person, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. Changing gears a bit now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. And generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
And generally speaking, do you think the artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity or in our society or more of a threat?
More of a threat.
Somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are, or tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
More regulated.
They should be more regulated? Okay. Should be more regulated? Okay. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Foreign tech companies, big U.S. tech companies, North Korea, U.S. law enforcement, the U.S. government, China, or Russia?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, switching gears a bit now, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? X, or formerly known as Twitter. Do you use that multiple times a day, once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, less than once a month, or not at all?
Not at all.
How about Instagram?
Not at all.
Not at all. And how about TikTok?
Multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day. And how about Facebook?
Multiple times a day.
And YouTube?
Multiple times a day.
Thank you. And if TikTok user, which of these users is the most important to you personally? Connecting with people who share your views and values, watching entertainment content, learning new skills, for example, cooking, home and car repairs, etc., or organizing, communicating with, and hearing from your community, or learning about business and products, or accessing unfiltered news and information?
Entertainment.
Okay, here we go. Entertainment content, okay. And now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, can you please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement? Meta, or formerly Facebook, plays a positive role in society. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
And TikTok keeps his users' data secure. Agree or disagree? Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat disagree.
And X or Twitter plays a positive role in society.
Twitter?
Yeah, X or Twitter plays a positive role in society. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know. I don't know anything about them.
How about TikTok plays a positive role in society? Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. How about Meta keeps its user data secure? Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
I don't know.
How about X or Twitter keeps his user data secure? Agree or disagree with that statement?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into a law? Yes, a lot, a little, or not heard at all?
I've heard of it a little.
A little? Okay. And I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into a law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And generally speaking, would you say that you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
No, it wouldn't make a difference.
It will make no difference to you? Okay. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens, or because they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with, or they are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on the U.S., or they are trying to help their reach, special interest friends and donors, or they want to stop to spread propaganda and fake news in TikTok, or they are playing politics, or because they are being influenced by a big tech lobbyist who work for TikTok's competitors, or because they want to protect the U.S. citizens' data security. What do you think is the reason behind that?
China spying.
Okay, they concern the China. Okay, and generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Can you please tell me all that apply? A national evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, print newspapers or magazines, talk or news radio, YouTube, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, music or entertainment sites, news websites or apps, cable TV news such as CNN, or Fox News, or MSNBC, local TV news, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, or none of the above?
I use cable news and YouTube.
Okay, cable news and YouTube, right? Thank you. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. What's the last year of school and that you have completed? High school graduate, some college graduate, or postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Very kind of you, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.